Yes. All right. So now we're rocking and rolling. 5:40. Welcome to it. We are all with great anticipation. I guess the only thing that we're really thinking about right now at this point is the Super Bowl, right?
No.
I mean,
no.
That's all that we ever think about. That's all we ever care about.
Next week. I don't think about the Super Bowl the extra week here before.
Yeah.
Next week will be plenty of time to talk about the Super Bowl.
It's interesting because the advertising, they're trying to get everybody just really geared up for it. I saw an ad with the guys from Full House.
They're back together again.
Yes, there. It's a Dan and
Bob Saget and Dave Coulier and John Stamos.
Yeah.
Is he with them too?
Yeah, all three of them. Of course, Stamos is eating some Greek yogurt. You know, and he says, "Oh, that was a great game." And then he turns to the other two and he's like, "Hey, shouldn't we? You know, it's not. You guys ready to just hit the rack? You guys call it a night?"
It's a yogurt commercial.
Yeah. And Saget looks at him and goes, "Don't you think it's time we get our own place?" It was kind of funny. And they're like, "Nah."
So now we've gotten to the point where the Super Bowl advertising is supposedly so special that we preview the commercials ahead of time.
Yeah.
We can't even wait for the game itself to watch them.
And that's the thing, is that the hype doesn't match up. The hype just doesn't meet all the rest of the
issues. Well, it used to be you had to actually watch the commercials during the game, which sort of justified the high price that these advertisers pay.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can watch them anytime online, afterwards, or whatever.
Yeah. So it's no big. All right. So how are we doing with our other local sports teams? At this time of the year, everybody else gets pushed to the side. Nobody cares about anything else that's going on. So what's going on locally that we should be paying attention to, that I can learn something about our
local teams? Well, the UWSP men's basketball team, unbeaten and ranked first in the country in Division III. They played down in Stevens Point. They're on the road the next two games, but they'll be back home in a couple
of
weeks.
So in Division III, what's their next biggest major competition? What big name school are they going to be going?
Well, there are two other teams in the conference that they play in, Whitewater and Platteville, and there's a school in New York that is always very good. See, you're not interested in that, but I mean, D3.
See, I'm trying. I'm learning.
No, you're not.
Oh, what?
Here's one for you. This happened last night, and this is going to have ramifications that are going to echo throughout the state of Wisconsin in high school hockey. Wausau West and Stevens Point played a game last night down at the KB Willett Arena in Stevens Point. And there was a scrum in front of the net, and apparently some punches were thrown.
Mm-hmm.
And two game misconducts were given to each team. Two players on each team received game misconducts. Well, the WIAA put in a rule last year that if a hockey team gets three game misconducts in a season, the team is not eligible for playoff competition at the end of the year.
So they are two-thirds in the bag.
Which means Wausau West and Stevens Point, two of the better teams in the state of Wisconsin. In fact, West is ranked second in the state, is in danger if they get one more of not being eligible for tournament play.
All right, how likely is it that they'll end up with another one? I mean, how many did they have last year? Do you know?
They might have had one. I don't remember. They weren't. But I mean, there have been teams that have been disqualified before, but never a team that has been so highly ranked. And it's going to put a lot of pressure on the officials in their games the rest of the season.
Okay. So, you know what, let's run this down for a second. If this altercation, as it were, was it...
I didn't see it. I was doing a basketball game. Apparently, the Stevens Point coach says that it wasn't big enough to be called game misconducts. It should have been, you know, roughing penalties or something.
A little pushing and shoving that normally happens?
Apparently, a little more than that, I think. Gloves weren't dropped and helmets weren't taken off, but punches apparently were thrown. And in the officials' view, game misconducts were justified. Without seeing it, I don't feel comfortable commenting on it. But the point
really that doesn't stop you ever before of not having any knowledge about what you're talking about.
Talk radio, we can talk. Usually,
no,
say whatever
you.
We want. Not just me.
You
don't listen to yourself sometimes, do you?
Oh, I constantly.
Anyway, Stevens Point's coach quoted this morning as saying that he didn't think that what happened justified the punishment that was doled out, and it's going to be very interesting if, in fact, they get one more before the end of the season and the second-ranked team in the state is not eligible for playoff competition, if the WIAA will revisit this rule down the line here.
Is there an appellate process? Can they say, hey, we don't think we deserve this? Or is
I don't think so.
All right, this could have some interesting ramifications.
I think what will happen is if, in fact, there is another situation in a game, and an official skates over to the scorer's table and said it's going to be a game misconduct, you may see some discussions going on about whether or not they actually want to call that
or
change it to a lesser-type penalty.
Or a large envelope full of cash handed to the official saying, doesn't need to happen. Here's a little something. Make sure, take the family out to dinner, saying. We're really, all right, but here's the point I was going to make. At some point in an athlete's career, there has to be a very strong statement made that this type of behavior will not be tolerated. The arrogance,
but
the
anger.
No, remember.
I understand what you're saying, but game misconduct can be given for other things besides just fighting.
Yeah, but the point I'm saying is in professional sports, the athletes occasionally act with complete disregard to anybody else. This incident,
yes.
Who was it? Was it, I want to try Latrell Sprewell, but it was Meta World Peace. What's his real name?
Ron Artest.
Yeah, Ron Artest.
The famous Malice at the Palace about, the big
he
brawl.
He punched a fan.
Yeah, because the fan threw a beer at his head.
I don't care.
You don't care?
You don't punch a fan.
If a fan throws a beer at my head, I'm going to go get him.
I understand what you're saying. Listen, a friend of mine dropped ice cream on Dusty Rhodes one time. Dusty Rhodes wanted to come up into the stands and kick his butt. I got it. That's inappropriate. You are a professional athlete. Things like that are going to happen.
Sure.
They have to have instilled in them, you can yell, you can get upset, you can scream, but you do not punch a fan. And at some point, that's what I'm saying, is that that lesson has to be started early in their professional sports career. There has to be a consequence for bad behavior. You threw a punch.
Right.
You overreacted. Mm-hmm. You are now going to suffer the consequence. It's a tough lesson to learn.
The problem is, in this situation, it's not just the player that is suffering the consequence, and they have to sit out the next game. It's the team that is suffering the consequence of this player's action.
But see, a good lesson can be learned here that the team has to be responsible for their players. If you see a player that is starting to get a little too out of hand, the team, the captain, the other people, they have to come to him and say, you need to calm
sometimes
down.
This happens in, a split second.
I know.
There's no way of stopping it. It's going to be interesting. I've got West and East in hockey on Thursday night. I'll be talking to West coach Pete Susans. It'll be interesting to get his take on the situation and what's going to happen going forward.
Nine. Oh, and just because we always cover F1 racing in this segment too, Pirelli just renewed a 3-year contract to be the tire provider for the F1 circuit. I know everybody out there is very upset. Very, very, very happy about that.
Does anybody besides you know what that means?
Yes, there are. Yes, there are some people out there that are like, good. Pirelli's a good provider for the tire. It's like NASCAR had a problem. They got a new provider of their tires. The tires suck.
Yeah, but there's only like 3 Formula One fans in the listening area. You know, it's like.
You're
one of them.
And I'm one of them. WSAU. We'll be right back.
Well, I don't know what's going on with the weather. We got us a blizzard. Going to be snowing all night. Could get 2, 3, maybe 6 feet of snow here. And we didn't used to do this. We now name our winter storms. Are you aware of this?
Oh,
we name them now. This one is the Polar Vortex XLVII. I like the snow. I like it when it snows here in New York City. And people who don't like snow are whining babies. And it's good for New York City because it covers up the crime scenes. That's the best part about it. But the driving conditions are going to be nightmarish, so be extra careful while texting.
The Rush Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.